Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. It's just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None.
President Biden says he'll push for a ban on assault weapons during the lame duck session of Congress. This follows a mass shooting at an LGBTQ plus Colorado Springs nightclub that killed 5 and another at a Chesapeake, Virginia Walmart where 6 died. The Colorado shooter used an AR-15 style rifle while the Virginia man bought the handgun he turned on his coworkers the same day. Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, is running for president again in 2024. The rapper and fashion designer ran in 2020 and got about 70,000 votes. He says he asked former President Donald Trump to be his running mate, but it didn't go well.
The thing that Trump was most perturbed about, me asking him to be my vice president, I think that was like lower on the list of things that caught him off guard. It was the fact that I walked in with intelligence.
Ye and Trump were joined at a Mar-a-Lago meeting last week by prominent white nationalist and Holocaust denier Nick Fuentes. Trump said the meeting was quick and uneventful. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is still trying to lock in the 218 votes he needs to be elected Speaker of the House. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene called on her Republican colleagues to support McCarthy's bid.
If we don't unify behind Kevin McCarthy, we're opening up the door for the Democrats to be able to recruit some of our Republicans, and they may only need one or two since we don't know what we will have in the majority, how many seats we'll have.
The midterm elections did not bring the red wave many were expecting, and what looks to be a very narrow Republican majority in the House is presenting a challenge for McCarthy. The Biden administration eased some oil sanctions on Venezuela Saturday. After years of restrictions, the Treasury Department is allowing Chevron to resume limited pumping in the oil-rich Latin American nation. This comes after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro signed a temporary agreement with the U.S.-backed opposition, creating a U.N.-managed humanitarian fund with assets frozen overseas. A new analysis from civil rights group the Council of American Islamic Relations found that Muslims won at least 83 seats nationwide, up from 71 in 2020. Nabila Islam made history as the first ever Muslim woman and youngest woman ever elected to the Georgia Senate.
And I always like to say, when you're not at the table, you're on the menu. We see what's happening to us right now. And the only way to change this is making sure that we elect leaders who share lived experiences.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.